Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Tesvav, and today we continue our discussion as we spoke about yesterday, Eved Ivri, two types of Eved Ivri the Rambam described for us. And what we started to do yesterday was discuss the Gemara wanted, what we're going to try to do today, three times, is to find an opinion that does not hold of the Gzeir Shava of Sacher, comparing the two types of Eved Ivri, when one sells oneself because one is very poor and does not have enough money, so one sells themselves, and the other type, of Eved Ivri Machru Bezdin, where somebody stole and doesn't have enough money to pay the Karen, the Rambam says, not the Kefel, but somebody doesn't have enough money to pay the Karen, so Bezdin sells him. The only time that Bezdin ever sells a person, that's what the Rambam says. And the Gemara said, there is an opinion out there that does not darshan the connection between them, sacher. So who is that opinion? So first we wanted to say, it was this opinion, Hai Tanhu, and we quoted a Braisa on Yudalanam Abeis. The Tanakama there has four differences between Machruhu Atzmo and Machruhu Bezdin, whether Machruhu Atzmo could be sold for more than 6 years, and Bezdin is only for six, number one. Number two, whether Ritzia is a possibility. Number three, whether we give severance, or we give Hanaka, we supply the Eved when he finishes his servitude with food and drink and clothing. And number four, whether the master is gives the Eved Ivri a Shivcha Kana'anis. Those were four differences, which the Tanakhama said only apply by one and not by the other. And the Belazar says, no, it applies by both. So we wanted to say that what the Machlok is about. Machlok is about whether you darshan is Gzeir Shava or not. We mentioned in the past that Gzeir Shava, interesting, the Gemara in Sukkah, as we learned, says that Gzeir Shava, you cannot darshan yourself. Now, I can't make up a Gzeir Shava and say, hey, it says the word ish here and ish there, I'm going to darshan the Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava has to be Nimsar, it's a Mesorah from my Rebbe, and his Rebbe, and his Rebbe. But different Rebbeim have different Gzeir Shavas, or the different Mesorahs. Sometimes you could have the same word, that's what the Me'iri says in Masechta Shavuos, you could have the same word, but what that they agree on is the Gzeir Shava, but what do you darshan from that Gzeir Shava? Right, so that there is some flexibility within, but you still can't darshan it yourself. So you want to say maybe this Machlokas Hanayim is about this Gzeir Shava. So the Gemara answers that maybe no. So Amar of Tevyomi, about eight lines up from the bottom. Amar of Tevyomi Mshed Dabaya. The Kuli Ami Yal Sacher Sacher. No, really, everybody agrees with this Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher. Vacha Baha Kroy Kamiflagi. But they're really arguing about each of these four halachos. And what we're going to do for the next 20 lines is to talk about each of these four halachos and see how there could be a machlokas about psukim regarding each of these four halachos. Which is one ha'ara that I did not get to mention yesterday about the fourth din. The fourth din. And that is, what's the din? That the, what with the lashon of the Gemara, that somebody who sells themselves, ein rabo moser lo shivcha kananis. The Rav is not Moser a Shivcha Kananis. We said that's an amazing halacha. You have an Eved Ivri here, it's a full Jew. A full Jew. He's chayiv in all mitzvahs. Not like an Eved Kanani, he's only chayiv in some mitzvahs. Eved Kanani was a guy. He's quasi-Jewish. He went to the mikvah, l'shem Eved Kanani. And then after he finishes, maybe he'll go to the mikvah again to be a full Jew. That's an Eved Kanani. So he's partially Jewish, partially non-Jewish. An Eved Ivri is a full Jew. Either he stole or he was poor, so now he's a servant. But he's a full Jew, and yet the master, if I machruhu bezdin, the master could give him a shivcha kananis, which is a partial Jew, partial guy. And machruhu atzmo, the Rav cannot give. So what is the reason for that halacha? Why is one allowed to give their Eved Ivri a shivcha kananis? So there are two big machlokas we showed him about this. Baali Tosva say that it's part of the servitude. It's part of the servitude. We're going to have a line on the next Amud that an Eved Ivri serves his master by day and by night. So how do you serve your master by night? How do you serve him? You have to sleep. How do you serve your master by night? If you give him more avadim. So that's the Makar says Tosfos. That's why it's allowed. It's allowed because it's really part of the avoda. That's Tosfos and Yevamos and Dav Ayin. That's Tosfos. Most of the other Rishonim in our sugya, the Chachmei Svarad, the Ramban's idea, but the Rashba and the Ritva all quote it. It's much discussed by the Achronim, and that is by an Eved Kinani, there are two Kinyanim that the master has in the Eved. There's a Kinyan Mamon, which is what most Kinyanim are. You own him. It's a Kinyan Mamon. Where's my Ritva?
Yeah, right here.
It's on the bottom over there. There's a Kinyan Mamon that the that the master has in the Eved, fine. But then there's also what's called the Kinyan Isser. It's the Ramban's Lashon. Kidni Isser means the goof of the Eved is not just owned regarding money and avoda, but there's a deep inherent ownership by the master, a Kinyan Isser, and that's what allows him to give a Shifcha Kananis to his Eved Ivri. It's based on the Kinyan Isser, which we'll come back to. That's a Machloka. So either it's because of the Avoda or because of the Kinyan Isser. There's a third Pshat, and that's not another Rishonim, it's by Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says in Kuf Ayin Tes in the Grach HaLashas, after he quotes this idea, cause of Ramban Marasha Ritva Sheish Kinyan Isser, Shemutu Bishukha Kananis, that's what's allowed. The problem is, though, that most Rishonim say that when it says Machruhu Atzmo Ein Rabba Mosel Shifcha Kananis, look what Rashi says over there. Rashi says on Machru Shifcha Kananis, about fifth to last skinny line, the Asuralo. Not only does the master can he not force it on his Eved Ivri who sold himself, but it's an Eved Ivri's Asur with a Shifcha Kananis. That's how Rashi and Mervishan read the Gemara. So says Reb Chaim, if it's all about Kinyan Isser, what's the difference? An Eved Ivri, the master is a Kinyan Isser, and an Eved Ivri Shemachru Atzma also. Right? Not just by Machruhu Besdin. The same Kinyan Isser is therefore the Machruhu Atzma should also. That is why Lashit Tassam, the Ritva says, when it says Ein Rabba Moshe L'Shifcha Kananis, it just means he can't force him. But the Ritva says he can if he wants. If Eved Ivri agree, Machruhu Atzmo agrees to marry Shifcha Kananis, that's fine, says the Ritva. Other Rishonim say no, it's Asur. So if it's Asur, then what should be the difference? If it's Asur for the Machruhu Atzmo to marry Shifcha Kananis, but if it's all based on the Kinyan Isser, what should be the difference? They both by Machruhu Atzmo and Machruhu Bezdin, again, if he stole, both of them, the master has a Kinyan Isser in this Eved, not just a Kinyan Mamon. So therefore, what's the difference? So that's why Reb Chaim comes up with another pshat. A classic Reb Chaim, as they would say. Why is there an allowance of a Shifcha Kananis to marry this Eved Ivri? Because there's a Chalos Shem Eved Ivri. Once a person has a status of an Eved Ivri, there are halachas that the Torah was machadesh by this person. It's not based on any specific reason of ownership or avdus. No, there's a status called Eved Ivri in halacha. Once you achieve that status, so then this is what the rav is allowed to do with you, and this is what you're allowed to marry. A ben choron is allowed to marry this person, and the mamzer is allowed to marry this person, and Eved Ivri is allowed to marry this person. That's Reb Chaim. Vanir lomar bazet de be'emes ain be Eved Ivri kinyan maisa yadav lechud. It's not just a kinyan maisa yadav. El dehu din mi dine Eved Ivri. Vahainu, shechidsha ha-Torah she-Yisrael yachol limkar es atzmo le-Eved. The Torah is b'chadish that you can marry, you could sell yourself as an Eved. V'shechal lav Hashem Eved, v'nasa l'chefsa shel Eved. You become the status of an Eved. V'u b'chefsa shel Eved, yesh bo din kinyin ma'isa yada, v'din heter shivcha. Once you have that status, this is what's allowed. V'zuya kavana shel Eved Ivri gufo kanui. This is what it means later on. We're going to have the lashon Eved Ivri, his guf is nikne. What does that mean? Just like his status has changed. Put this in what we said back on Daf Beis. What does it mean, Ha'isha Niknes? What, the woman is bought? Chas v'shalom. No, it means the woman's status changes. It doesn't say Ha'ish Niknes, because the man's status doesn't change. The woman becomes an Eish Ish. Ha'isha Niknes. So to here, it fits in beautifully with Reb Chaim. Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui means his status has changed. Now he's an Eved Ivri. Once he's an Eved Ivri, then certain halachos kick in. Okay? And that's the, it gets shot in the Rambam about that, but we'll leave that for now. Maybe we'll come back to explain that Rambam.
You can just say that the chalos of the Kinyan Isser doesn't permeate as deeply or as...
The chalos of the Kinyan Isser doesn't permeate as deeply by Machru Atzma. That's a chiddush. Why should that be? It doesn't matter. Sometimes the process of the Kinyan, the result should be the same. He's an Eved Ivri.
So the Rambam is basically saying that there's a chalos shame that's different by one than the other, right? So
there's a chalos shame that's different unless he's saying like the Ritva. I don't remember. No, I think he's within the Ritva. Within the Rambam Rashi Ritva, the Ritva says that even by an Eved Ivri is mutter. Mm-hmm. Is he? I don't remember. But either way, if he's only saying it by the Machru Atzma, then he's saying there's a different chalos shame by each one. Right. I mean, there are three other halachas that are different. So it really leaves open the possibility that there's a difference between them. Okay, let's continue. So that's just a point on the last halacha of difference. So remember the Gemara said, maybe they all agree to the Gezer Shav of Sachar Sachar comparing them, and now they're arguing about the four different halachas. So we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 1, my time, the Tanakama Damar Mochar Atzmo, about 10 lines up, the Tanakama Damar Mochar Atzmo, Nimkar L'Sheish V'Yeser Al Sheish. Why is it that the Tanakama holds that by somebody who sells himself, because he is destitute, He can sell for as long as he wants. He can make it tanai. Mi eit rachmana gabe machru bezdin va'avot chashei shonim, because the Torah was mema'it by when Bezdin sells him, that he shall serve you for 6 years. Zev lo mocher atzmo. He serves you for 6 years, and the mocher atzmo does not, right? Because the parsha at the beginning of Mishpatim is talking about Machruhu Bezdin. So we darshan, he will serve you and not the other person. The other person can serve you as long as they want. V'idach, and what is the other, the Rav Elazar? Rav Elazar, who compares the two, says, no, v'avadcha l'cha v'lo l'yoresh. He will serve you and not to your yoresh. Not to your yoresh. An Eved Ivri is not passed down be Yerusha, says Rav Elazar. V'idach, v'avadcha achrinixiv. And the other one says, no, there's another Rav, twice says v'avadcha to exclude yoresh. V'idach, achul arzaz adon hu da'asa. And the other one says, no, it's the, why does it says va'avadcha, he will serve you for 6 years, so that you should know, minchas chenef beis, second shelf on top, la'artzaz adon hu da'asa. So the, it's just to make the, appease the adon, because it's nice it's hard for the adon to let his eved free, so you should know that, you know, everybody's eved goes free after 6 years. So that's all. See, it's a machlokas about psukim, it's not a machlokas about Sacher. Interesting, this last halacha about Lahartzas Adon Hu Mocher, right? Who da'asa, that is, it's hard. So there is a Sefer Achinuch in Parshas Vahar by Shmita. By Shmita, right? So there's a mitzvah by Shmita, we know, to free one slaves, beginning at Parshas Vahar. And there it says that we blow the shofar. We blow the shofar of Yovel. Sorry, not of Shemitah, of Yovel. By all Avadim go free by Yovel, all land goes back to the original owners. So the mitzvah zase, one of the 613, is to blow shofar by Yovel, by the Yom Kippur of Yovel. As a zecher to that, we do a tekiah gedola on Yom Kippur. It's a zecher, it's not a mitzvah per se. It's a zecher to the tekiah that they did of Yovel. Happens to be, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a lot, the reason that we blow so many times on Rosh Hashanah is because it says the word Teruah three times in the Torah, twice by Rosh Hashanah, once by Yovel, Yom Kippur of Yovel. So we need the Yom Kippur of Yovel to help us out in terms of how many times we blow on Rosh Hashanah every year. But the Sefer HaChinuch, which is a known Sefer HaChinuch by some, why is there a mitzvah to blow shofar by Yovel? To blow shofar for? Shofar is a Rosh Hashanah idea, not a Yom Kippur idea. So the Sefer HaChinuch basically says, misery loves company. Misery loves company, meaning everybody's sending their slaves out. It's very hard. You have somebody working for you, and all of a sudden you have to get a new babysitter. Right? It's hard enough. You have to get a new worker. It's hard. When you have to, finding good work is hard. So you have to set them free. So you blow shofar, so everybody looks around like, oh yeah, everybody's going through this, not just me. Everybody's going through this. Makes it a little easier. Here, our tzas adon hu da'asa. If everybody's going through with it, then it's easy. Barosu ki davar shava hu b'chal aris la'shakol osim kein. Nistavinu al zeh she'ein davar she'yachzik libos b'nei adam k'mo ma'isa harabim. So, and then he says, u'kmaimer ha'chacham. Like the chacham says, sar rabim nechama. Exactly the point. Sar, who's the chacham? Who's the chacham? Medrash. U'bepirush shoyis was the medrash in Dvarim Rava. So that's the Tzah Rabim Nechama. Interesting, that's also where the Chaim Shmulevitz has a sicha where he quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that when Bnei Yisrael, it's a pasuk in Va'era, that Hashem told Moshe and Aaron to tell Bnei Yisrael. Period. He doesn't tell them what to tell them. B'shas Yisrael Mitzrayim. So what did he tell them? So Yerushalmi says he told them the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim, freeing your slaves. So the Chaim Shmulevitz asks that out of all the halachas that you can tell Bnei Yisrael, B'shas Yisrael Mitzrayim, I can think of 35 other ones that I would have put on the list before the beginning of Mishpatim. Not the most exciting, quote-unquote, part of the Torah, we would think. So says the Chaim Shmulevitz, no, the point is that to free your slave, it's hard. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give you this halacha at a time when you can appreciate that halacha. You're going free right now. Remember this feeling. Remember what it's like to be a servant and to go free. And now I'm giving you the parsha of Shiluach Avadim. Remember this feeling. Don't let it leave. And in that way, they'll be able to understand the halacha more and be able to free one's sleeves. So that's the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. All about this line of Lahartzas Adon Hu Da'asa. It's just to appease the master because it's hard to free one's slaves. Okay, that's the Chinuch and Bahar and the Sichas Musar. Okay, continuing four lines from the bottom. So now we're up to the second halacha. My time, the Tanakama, Damar Mocher, Asma, Nirtza. Why, according to the Tanakama, only somebody who sells themselves sell, who bezdin sells can go through the whole process of getting a ear pierced, but machur atzmo not. Since the Torah is memait by machur bezdin, v'rasa adonav es azno b'marseya. Ozno shalom, v'lo ozno shalom machur atzmo. Only his ozen, his ear, and not the ozen of somebody who sells themselves. That's again another tiyak. V'idach, ha'il zir shavu da'asa. The other one says, no, the word ozen is used for zir shava. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Rabbi Elazar Omer, minayin l'ritziyah shehi ba'ozen yamanis. How do I know that the ritziyah is done in the right ear? So it's gzira shava from mitzora. Never kan ozen v'never lahalon ozen. By mitzora, the tahara of a mitzora is done by sprinkling blood and oil on the right ear and thumb and big toe of the mitzora. So we have gzira shava, ma lahalon yamin, afkan yamin. Just like over there by mitzora, it says ozen and yamanis, the right one. So too, here we learn it to yamin. So you don't learn it to exclude mocher atzma. V'idach imkein lemakra ozen. No, but according to the Tanakama, no, then it should have just said ozen. My ozno. What's ozno? To teach me specifically the right ear. V'idach umibayle. The other one says, no, you learn, what do you learn ozno for? Ozno below ozna. To teach me that only a male goes through the process of ritzia, but a woman, shivcha kananis, even if she says, I want to stay, she does not go through the process. V'idach nafkala mi v'im yomar ha'eved. Ha'eved v'lo ama. If she knows it from the fact that the other mandamar knows that it only can be a male and not a female, but it says if the Eved says, it doesn't say if the Amma says. So again, we darshan it to be specific. The other one darshan is, what is Ha'eved? He has to say that he wants to stay while he is still an Eved. I mean, even on the last day of his 6 years, if he didn't say it until after the 6 years are up, so then he cannot stay an Eved. Right? It's too late. Ritzia, it sounds like, has to be a Hemshech. A hemshech of the previous servitude. If he only expresses his ratzon to stay afterwards, then that's not good enough. V'idach me eved ha'eved nafka. The other one darish is that halacha from the fact it says ha'eved, not just eved. V'idach eved ha'eved lo darish. Period. That's all. Discussion number two of halacha number two of ritzia only by machlokas, whether it's only by machruhu bezdin or even by machruhu atzvam. Interesting, the Rambam usually doesn't give, a lot of times when the Rambam says yirali, we've mentioned yirali always means a new svara. That it's not based on a makar. So the Rambam here gives a yirali about a pasuk. The Rambam says in Hilchas Zavadim, Mipia Shmua Landu She'ina Isha Nirtzas. So we learn out Mipia Shmua that a woman does not go through the process of Ritzia. And you have all these psukim here about what the makar is. The Rambam gives his own makar. V'chein yire me'inya nakasuv. I think the pshat of the pasuk tells me it's only by man. Why? Shaharei hu omer b'nirtza ahavti es adoni es ishti ve'es banai. I love my wife and kids. So says the Rambam, the new makar. Instead of saying ha'eved, instead of saying, right, azno, makes up his own makar. He says, yearly, I think you don't have to come out to drushes. What does the pasuk say? I love my wife. So who says I love my wife? And Eved says I love my wife. So that's what the Rambam says in yearly, in Gimel Yud Gimel. He thinks that is the makar for this halach. Okay, number three. So my time is Tanakama, Damar Mocher. Number three difference. Again, we're going through every one of the halachas to explain what the machlokas is without having to say it's a machlokas about the gzeira shav of sachir sachir. So number three, my time the Tanakama to Amar Mocher Atzmo Ein Ma Nikin Lo. What's the reason for the Tanakama who says that by Mocher Atzmo you do not have to be manikim? You don't have to give him severance, food, and clothing after he leaves. Mi'ed Rachmana Gamay Machru Bezdin. Again, there's a diak by Machru Bezdin. It says Ha'anek Tanik Lo. You have to be manik him lo v'lo mocher atzmo. Only him who Bezdin sold and not mocher atzmo. Right? You might say, isn't it just the opposite? By Machru, you have to take more care of the guy who stole. Right, so if you look at the Meshech Chachma over there on that pasuk, he explains. We're not going to go into it now, but the Meshech Chachma there explains what the svara is. What the svara is, why by Machruhu Bezdin you have to take more care. It has to do with who supplied the money. Did Bezdin get the money? Did this person get the money? But by Mocher Atzmo you don't have to be manik because you gave him the money originally. The Meshech Chachma kind of says it didn't go to Bezdin. So ve'idach, what does the other mandamar say? Homi ba'le lo v'lo liyarshav. No, what is lo? It does not exclude Mocher Atzmo because even by Mocher Atzmo there's hanaka. But it excludes lo of a little yarshim, meaning if he dies before he is totally free, you don't have to give his yarshim the hanaka. We'll go with argir. So now, yarshim am I lo? Why not? Why don't you have to give the yarshim? Sachir karye rachmana. Right? An eved is also called a sachir, a worker. Ma sachir pulas al yarshim, ahai pulas al yarshim. If somebody works for you and you owe them wages, so you have to pay them. So why don't you have to, and even if they die, you have to give the yarshim? Ella, you're right. Okay, we darshan it this way. By for ha'anaka. Lo v'lo l'bal chovo. You have to give ha'anaka to the eved, but you don't give ha'anaka to a bal chov that the eved owes money to. Why do you have to have a specific pasuk for that? Mi desvirilan ba'alma k'rabbi Nasan. Because this opinion generally holds like Rabbi Nasan. Big sugya called Shibuda de Rabbi Nasan. What's Rabbi Nasan? The Tanya. Abba Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan says, minayin l'nosha b'chaveiro mana v'chaveiro b'chaveiro. How do you know if A owes B and B owes C, so then A could pay C directly? How do you know you could skip the middleman? You should give it to the one who is owed the money. Asa, and that's the original one. That's the din of Rabbi Nasan. So, and that's a huge discussion. How much is the middleman? How much does he disappear? What happens if the middleman is mochel, is a din of Shmuel, that says that we have in Ksubas and elsewhere that if somebody owes you money and you owe somebody else money, you can be mochel, and then the other guy is it's tough luck on him, on your balchovs, that shows that the middleman is a player. That's a big discussion that we've shown him. You know, how much does Rabbi Nasan say that you could skip over the middle? But either way, that's the din of Rabbi Nasan. So usually you say you could say A goes straight to C. So asalol afuke, that's what you need a limud here to teach me that if you, the ha'anaka that you're going to give the eved, you do not have to give his bal chov. Because usually you would say, yes, we hold like Rav Nasan, but here we say not. The idach, and the other opinion, ba'al manamilos, we hold like Rav Nasan. The other opinion also, never holds like Rav Nasan, so you don't need a pasuk to exclude. The Rishonim here discussed, does this prove to me whether the halacha is like Rav Nasan or not? That is a discussion here. Okay. Next. So my time with the fourth halacha. My time with Tanakam, Adar, Mocha, Rasba, Ein, Rabba, Mosel, Shifcha, Kananis. What is the reason for the Tanakama who says that the Mocher Atzmo, the Rav, does not give a Shifcha Kananis? I remember we mentioned the Machlokas. Rashi and the Rambam versus the Ritva. Rashi and the Rambam say that it's Usur for a master to give Shifcha Kananis to the Eved Ivri, because an Eved Ivri Machruhu Atzmo is Usur in a Shifcha Kananis. The Ritva says no. If it's all based on Kinyan Isur, there shouldn't be a difference. Therefore, the Ritva says it just means the Rav can force the Machruhu Atzmo to marry Shifcha Kananis, but he can if he wants. There's a Yamshal Shlomo, who also, the Yamshal Shlomo, the Marshal here, says the only heter is only for a Shifcha Kananis given by the master. Doesn't mean Shifcha Kananis, any Shifcha Kananis. Doesn't mean any Shifcha Kananis, it's just the one that's owed by a master. V'shashvach l'sheinu moselo asura. V'lo owed el afilu moselo rabba Shifcha Kananis lo amrinat shemutr nami ba'acheres. Ho ve'itchi. Milo yekadesh itchi l'gamre. Mikol makom l'gabi osa Shifcha itchi l'gamre. Right, it's not a general heter of marrying whoever you want. It's dafka, the Shifcha Kananis, that the master gives. That's what the Amshal Shlomo says. You might have argued, once there's a Kinyan Isser, maybe you can marry anybody of this status. The Amshal Shlomo says not. So miet rachmana gabi machru bezdin. So here there's a diak by machru bezdin. Im adonav yitein lo isha lo v'lo l'mocher atzmo. Right, if the master, you can put it on fan. I just have it for the noise also, because it's so im adonav yitein lo isha lo v'lo l'mocher atzmo. That it's only lo to him the master could give a shechel kananis and not to a mocher atzmo v'idach. Lo bal karcho. And the other one says, no, what does lo mean? Not to exclude mochar atzmo, but to teach me that it could be bal karcho of the machruhu bezdin. V'idach, michi mishna schar sacher nafka. He learns that out. He learns the whole makar. Now we're just going to do, what's the whole makar that the master could give a shivcha kananis to the eved? From the following, from the fact that it says, mishna schar sacher, you have to pay him double. Titania, ki mishna schar sacher avatcha, you have to pay him double, mishna, a double, sacher eino ovid elabayom. Sacher only works by day. Eved ivri, ovid bimayom bebalayla. Eved ivri works by day and night, and that's why you have to pay him double, like lecha mishna. Right, it's sachir, mishnah sachir. Chisal adait chashavet every ovid beim yom beim alayla. How does he work at night? Alok farnei marki tovlo imach. Like we mentioned yesterday, we're not talking about slaves here. We're talking about servants. Judaism doesn't believe in slavery. So he says, kitovlo imach, he should be good with you. What does that mean? Imcha b'machol, imcha b'mishnah. He eats with you, he drinks with you. And the Meiri adds, he sleeps with you, meaning he sleeps when you sleep. Im v'hu adin le'imcha b'sheina, says the Meiri. V'hechata omer, I'm continuing the Meiri, v'hechata omer l'shtabi bo afalayla b'shah shekol b'nei adam holchem v'yesheinim. Everybody sleeps at night, right? That's b'shach v'cha, b'shah shebnei adam shochvin. Right? Ela shavodazu remez l'shivcha shemizdavigima v'yiladeha l'rabo. Right? So he says, Amrav Yitzchak mikach rabba mos l'shivcha kananis. From here we learn that the Rav gives him over shivcha kananis. But the Miri adds, the fact that this is called avoda proves it's balkarcha. That's what we're trying to find here. How does the idach know balkarcha? He knows it from there. The idach. The other one says, you're right, if I would have only had my makar, I would have only known that it's allowed, but not balkarcha. Kamash balan not. Period. So therefore, we figured out how all these machlokesim can be explained based on psukim, and there is no opinion so far that says that does not hold the gzeirah shava of sachar sachar. So now we're going to try again. That was all number one. Try, and number one, rejection. Now we're going to get to number two. So before that, just one ha'ara. There is an interesting halacha that's going to come up later, I think. And that is, a master can only give a shivcha kananis to an eved who was previously married. He already had a wife. But if he wasn't married going in, he's not allowed to give a wife. In bekapo yavo, bekapo yitzei. If you come in alone, you go out alone. In Bali Shahu, right? Right. Then Ha'isha V'Ladetz Yela Denev. Right. So only. So is there a svar for that? Is there a sakasov? So Rav Sternbach in Tamadas says Nira Lomer B'Tam Hadavar. Why? He says the Torah doesn't want the Eved to think that this is marriage. This Shivcha Kanan is this quasi type of relationship. Therefore, if he comes in with a wife, so he already knows what a real marriage is. So if he already has a real marriage, then we can give him a shivcha kananis. There's no danger. He knows this, and this is that. But if he's not married, and he just comes in and he gets a shivcha kananis, he's going to think that this is what marriage is about. So we don't want him to get the wrong impression about a Jewish marriage. So that's why, b'kapo yavo, b'kapo yitzei. Ki mi shekvar ha'yanasi Yisraelus, yadu l'havchem bin chayim mishpachas im ha'isha ha'yisraelus, l'bein megurav in ha'shivcha kananis. Right? But if he doesn't have one, he won't know. He'll think that this is it. Right? So that's why Pinkus sometimes gives the mashal that let's say you get a car and you have different gears you could go in. Maybe it's better more on an automatic. You go in gear 1, 2, and 3. If you don't know, let's say you're in gear 1. So you go up a mountain. You never know there's a gear 2. So you think this is great. You think this is it. You don't know there's another concept. Right, so he says that by tefillah. He says, we think our davening is one experience. We've never been in second gear. So anyways, that's what he says about the marriage.
What about kids? If you ever had a kid?
You ever had a kid? But
never had a kid.
If you never had a kid. You just were married but didn't have a kid. So you'll think this is chinuch. This is it doesn't go that far. That's not the halacha. The halacha is just by a wife. Maybe kids are kids. So let's try again. Maybe the following. Let's try to find an opinion that does not darshan the gzeir shava, meaning that does not compare machru atzmo and machru bezdin because of the gzeir shava. The tanya v'shavol mishpachto. But this says the vayik, then the vayikra, he'll go back to his mishpacha. V'shavol mishpachto goes back to his mishpacha by yovel, right? And the pasuk is by machruhu atzmo. So Amr Rabbi Ben Yaakov, but what exactly is the pasuk talking about? Iba Machru Atzmo Harik Far Amr. It was by Machru Atzmo. We already learned that from a different pasuk that the Machru Atzmo goes out by Yovel. Iba Nirtza Harik Far Amr. Also by an Eben Nirtza. Let's say an Eben Nirtza is working after the 6 years. He also goes out by Yovel. So what's the pasuk talking about? Ha'ena Kazem Adaber Elba Machru Bezdin Shdayim Mushal Hashanim Lefnei Yovel. It must be talking about where Bezdin sold a Ganuf 2 or 3 years before Yovel. Shayovel Motziyo. There he too goes free by Yovel. And if you hold of the Gzeirah Shava of Sachar Sachar, Lamali, Nail of Sachar Sachar, so what do you need the Psukim for? What do you need to say that this Pazik is by Machruhu Atzmo? Just say that you learn it from Gzeirah Shava. Why do you say the Pazik is by Machruhu Bezdin? Just say he's learned that from Gzeirah Shava by Machruhu Atzmo. So I'm Nachum Yitzchak, no. The Olam Yol of Sachar Sachar, really this Mandamar also Darshan Sachar Sachar. So what does he need a Pasik? V'itzrich, Sakada the Chamina Mocher Atzma Hutulav Isura. But you might have thought that you don't Darshan the Gzeirah Shava regarding this halacha. Why? By Machruhu Atzmo. He didn't do anything wrong. He's just very poor. So that's why he'll go free by Yovel. Avo Machruhu Bezdin Dovad Isura Emaniknase. But my Machruhu Bezdin, maybe we'll be Konisim and say that Yovel does not free him. 6 years does free him. Meaning, but if it's 2 years before Yovel and Bezin signed it, maybe we'll make him stay in Eved. Kamash Balan, no, even he goes free by Yovel. Amar Mar. So let's just talk about what we quoted before. Ibn Nirtza, Rikvar Amor, by Nirtza, by Eved Nirtza, it already says that he goes free by Yovel. So Mahi, where? Tanya, how do you know that? Tanya, v'shatim ishal achuzasov v'ishal mishpachto v'chulu v'meh kaz medaber, which type of Eved is that pasuk talking about? Rashi quotes all these Gemaras on Mishpatim. So we say this one, Parash is talking about Machor Atzmo, Machor Bezdin. I thought we'd have to keep track in Rashi. He's quoting all these Gemaras. Iba Mocher Atzmo. If that pasuk is talking about Mocher Atzmo, Arik for Amor, we already know that he goes free by Yovel. Iba Mocher Ubez and Arik for Amor, we already know that too. Hayina Kazam Adab, Elab Nir, Tzishtai Mishal Shom Lefne Yovel. The pasuk is talking about where the Eved had his ear pierced 2 or 3 years before Yovel. Shai Yovel Motzio. The Yovel is Motzi him. My mashma, how do you know this pasuk is talking about an Eved Nirtza? Is there anything in the pasuk that gives it away? Amar Ava Bar Shela, Amar Kra, yes, Ish. It says, V'shaftem Ish El Achuzaso, the man. Eze Udavar Shnoig B'Ish V'Noig B'Isha. What is a halacha that applies by a man and not by a woman? Havi Amar Zeritzia, right, the piercing of the ears. Right, nowadays it's just the opposite. Right, there's much piercing that goes on, more by females than by males, but at least the halachic obligation and parsha is by males. The Yitzchak about Michlan, the big discussion, can a man get his ear pierced outside of the parsha of Ritzia in terms of Beged Isha, other halachas, Chovel Ba'atzmo, so that's a discussion.
Is Chovel Ba'atzmo any different than by an Isha?
If it's done for Yofi, maybe there's a Nesach called Chavala for an Isha. But once that by a man, if it doesn't have the status of done for Yofi, it has status of an Avera, so maybe you're also... You know, it's also another problem. So, but the pasuk, I have to have two psukim. One to teach me that somebody who bezdin sold goes free by Yovel, and one by Nirtza. By machru bezdin, I need a pasuk to teach me that you go free by Yovel because his time isn't up yet, his 6 years. So that's why I need to know that he goes free. Avol Nirtza, but by an Eved Nirtza who already had his 6 years finished, the matazimne, he decided to extend it. But Ema, Nikdusay, I might say, Bikonisim. Why? Why Bikonisim? So here's the Rashi. Rashi has his Nachomash also, because he violated Avadaihem. Follow Avadim Avadim. He made himself into an Eved. So who Kona Adon La'atzmochidam? He decided to stay an Eved. So he decided to be an Eved. So that's why we're Konisim. Rashi also says, Ala Torah, the other Gemara, which we're going to have later on, right? That he heard at Har Sinai Lo Signov. And he went and stole. So we're Konisim. Kamasha, that's why you have to say even he goes free by Yovel. V'yeshbina Nirtza, do the other side, and then we'll say something. V'yeshbina Nirtza Mishim to Avaleshesh. At least by Nirtza, he worked for a full 6 years already. Av Machru Bezdin to Lo Avaleshesh Emelo. But my Machru Bezdin, maybe he didn't work 6 years yet, maybe he shouldn't go free. Tzricha, that's why you need it both by Eved Nirtza and by Machruhu Bezdin. Let's just do, there's something to say here, but let's just finish the piece. Also, it has to say V'shavtem. He goes back by Yovel, and it has to say the word La'olam. The E, Kaz Rechman La'olam. If it only said La'olam, Havei Amid La'olam Mamish, I might think, really forever. Kaz Rechman V'shaftem, and that's why he says V'shaftem. Because of Rechman V'shaftem, and by the way, the Meshchachma La'Torah in Mishpatim says, he always tries to say, maybe this Pshuto also La'olam. There's a way for an Eved to be La'olam. If he becomes an Eved Ivri during the time that Yovel is Nohek, and then the Beis HaMikdash is, there's a Churban, and Bnei Yisrael go into Galus. So he never goes free. That's the case where the Olam is Pshat. Because of Rechman of Vishaftim, and if it says Vishaftim only, I might think that only where he didn't work 6 yet, then he goes back. But if he already worked 6 years, Lo Yehi Sofo Chamar Mitchilaso, I might say that his second set cannot be more stringent than his first set. Matchilaso Sheif Av Sofo Nami Sheish. I might think just like his first is 6 years, so too his second must be six years. So therefore, Kamash Velan Lo Olam Olam Moshe Yovel. And the Chiddush is no, even he only works to Yovel and not more. It's not an exact parallel of 6 years. Period. So Rashi quoted before the idea of the Eved, what the Eved did wrong, because Avadaihem, he made himself into an Eved, v'lo avadam la'avadam. So it's a question discussed by many of the Achronim by the Maharal Diskin. Maharal Diskin in Mishpatim, on the great Brisker Rav from the earlier part of the 1900s, v'rabim makshim. If the whole purpose, right, we're going to have this more later on also, the whole purpose with punishing him, right, we're going to pierce his ears because he stole, so therefore this Ozen that heard, lo signo, but he went and stole, or this Ozen that heard, that you're my servants and not you're not Hashem's servants. You went and made yourself an Eved. Pierce his ear. So ask the Eved Maral Diskin. So why don't we pierce his ear right away? Why do we wait 6 years? The punishment is what he did 6 years ago. So why do we wait 6 years and then pierce his ear? Says the Maral Diskin. No. Why do we wait? because we gave him one punishment. Made him a punishment. He's an Eved. That's a punishment, to be an Eved. But now we realize that he doesn't think it was a punishment. Ahavti es Adoni. So now he needs another punishment. Because we have to realize that it was Yisurin. It was a punishment. If he's saying that Bagoli Daiti now, that he's happy with the Onesh. So we give him another punishment. Now he pierces here. That's the Maral Diskin. Says the Rabbi Sachs in his Sefer Archos Yamim on Archaim. So he quotes this in the Hadgamah. So he quotes, what do you see from this? Maral Diskin kava yisod chashiv be'emuna. Kishachalila boim aladim Yisurin. Rachman al-Sam, when something happens to a person, tzarach hula hisbonein v'ladash Yisurim elu meis Hashem bo. Realize things come from Hashem. That's stam, I became an Eved. Right? Velohi giwe love ela kadela hashivu midarka hara. And if I don't think of it as a punishment, ve'ein misbonin ela marutzehu b'matzavo, I'm happy with my matzav. Chas v'shalom yavoi love yisurim nosafim la'oro. Something else is going to happen. We're going to get another patch. Like here, we got another patch of the Ritzua. And that's what he quotes. He goes a little bit, but this is what he heard from Rav Shachter. Rav Shachter says, quotes quotes this in the context of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Right? There are some that say, besides the Shalosh Shvuos, the Gemara at the end of Ksubis, that we can't go back because Hashem gave us a punishment, and who says we're allowed to leave the state of punishment? Once we have the opportunity to go back, we can leave the state of punishment. So first of all, Rav Shachter says, why not? What if you're getting patched, and then the patcher, you know, stops? You're not allowed to move away. You don't want to get patched anymore. And he says, number two, he says, what do most of us say? Most of us say, Ahavti es Adoni es Eshti ves Banoi. Right? I'm comfortable. Galus is an Onesh. Galus was an Onesh. We got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. We got thrown out. So what is it? So Ahavti, I'm comfortable here. Rav Shachter says, Rachman al Islan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us after 6 years. We see Ahavti. He says, that's the Maral Diskin. It's Maral Diskin. So they don't like to quote that extension of it. But that's what he says. Rabbi Sachs quotes it in short. Aleinu l'skar b'pdechato einu galinu miyartzeinu. V'tzricha anu l'tzapos yom yom l'suos Hashem. I said this even before I moved to Eretz Yisrael. I said this even before I moved. But again, that's where Rav Shachter says that that extension to the Maharal Diskin. Okay, and there's more here. If you want to look at Rabbi Sachs discusses Maharal Diskin more in his Akdama to Archas Yamim. Okay. Weiter, last line. So we're still stuck. Who is the Tana? We alluded to before an opinion that does not hold of soccer soccer. Elamant, I don't deal with soccer soccer. Rebbe here. Maybe it's the sheet of Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe says, Vimlo Yigal Be'elev. We're talking about an Eved that was sold, an Eved Ivri that was sold to a non-Jew. And that a relative has to try to pay the non-Jew to get him back. So Vimlo Yigal Be'elev. And if not, then this is what you do. Right, so then you have to find somebody else. So Rebbe Omer Be'ela Hu Nigal, with these through the relatives he's Nigal Ve'eno Nigal B'sheish, but he doesn't go free in 6 years. Right, the Rashi is going to say later on. We're obviously talking about a case where the Jews are in control. Right, if you saw about a non-Jew is going to be interested in what the halachas of an Eved Ivri. So we're talking about a case where the Akum we're in Moshel on them, so they have to follow our halachas. So the Rebbe says the drasha is. He only goes free, and every sold to a guy goes free by getting the relatives to pay for his freedom, but not it's not automatic by 6 years. Shiachol, because I would have thought otherwise. Valo dinu was a kalvachomer. Umami she'eno nigal be'ele, somebody who's not nigal with relatives, meaning somebody who sold to a Jew, a regular every day, sold to a Jew, could only, we spoke about Giron Kesef, that's only by himself. Relatives cannot pay his freedom. He could be free. He goes free by six. So but this one sold to a guy who does go free with relatives. Surely she go free with sheish. That's why he said the drasha. He only goes free be'ela, and he only goes free with the relatives and not nigal b'sheish. Tosfot points out. I mean, the relatives could give him the money and then he could free himself. You know, so but in achinami, but that specific din of the relatives freeing does not work by a regular Eved Ivri. So now the Gemara says, "V'isachat al yelav sachir sachir." If you darshin the gzereshava of sachir sachir, amai kamar uma misha eno nigal be'elin yelav sachir sachir. Learn it out from the gzereshava of sachir sachir. Here is a little different sachir sachir. Here we're comparing nimkar legoy and nimkar liyehudi. It's not just machru atzma machru bezdin, but it's still the Gzereshava of Sacher Sacher. So we say, if you dash in the Sacher Sacher, why don't you compare the two? So Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so maybe that's the opinion that does not hold of Gzereshava. So Gemara says, no, again, Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, La'olam Yalav Sacher Sacher. Really, he also learned Sacher Sacher. But again, he has a specific din. V'shani ha'kadam akra yigalenu, la'zev lo la'acher. He shall redeem him to him and not to others. Relatives should redeem him and not others. Period. Uman Tana, now the Gemara just says, by the way, Elamantan, the Polygalid Rebbe, who argues with Rebbe, that Rebbe says that somebody who sold to a guy is not redeemed after 6 years. He doesn't have the halacha of sheish. Who argues with that? Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva argue with Rabbi D'Tanya, because they have the following. Lo yigal be'ela. If he is not a freed with these relatives, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva use the word Eila to teach me something else. That's why they don't have the limit that it wouldn't apply to 6 years. They both hold that after 6 years, he goes free from a non-Jew also. But now the machlokas between them is quoted, and the Gemara is going to talk about what is behind that machlokas. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer, Be'ela l'shechor b'shar b'nei kol adam l'shibud. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, when relatives redeem this relative of theirs from a guy, he goes free. When they redeem the relative goes free. But if anybody else redeems this guy from the guy, he's their servant. L'shibud. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the opposite. Be'ela l'shibud, the relatives are mishabed him. B'shar kol adam l'shichur, but anybody else redeems them has to set him free. The Chazon Ish says, if you would redeem him for the wrong thing, it wouldn't be considered a kinyan. It would still be belong to the guy. That's the Chazon Ish in Kuf Mem Ches. So that's a machlokas. Relatives versus everybody else. So my time with Rabbi Yosef Aglili. So we're going to have three tries. What's the machlokas about? So my time with Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Amar kravim lo yigal be'ele, ela ba'acher v'yatza b'shas ayova. That's how you read the pasuk. In lo yigal be'ele, if he's doesn't go free, not redeemed by relatives, ela ba'acher, with somebody else, v'yatza b'shas ayova, then he will go free. He will go out b'shas ayova. Meaning he's servitude right now. He'll need Yovel to be motzi him to freedom. That's how Rabbi Yosef Aglili learns that by an acher he's meshubit to an acher. For Rabbi Akiva Omer, he reads the pasuk a little differently. Im lo yigoel ela be'ela v'yatza b'shasa Yovel. If he's redeemed only by these, then he'll need Yovel to free him. But if not, if somebody else, then he won't. They'll be free automatically. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi Yosef Aglili would respond, "Midi Eila Be'elaksiv." It doesn't say how you darshan it, Ela Be'ela. Right? You're putting words into the pasuk, Rabbi Akiva, so you can't darshan it that way. So that can't be. So we'll try again. Ela Be'haikrak Mivulki. This is what the machlokas is about. Again, what's the machlokas we're talking about? Relatives versus other people. When does he become a servant to them? When does he become free? Ela ododo obendodo yigalenu. If you're redeemed by your uncle or your cousin, zeg ulas krovin. That phrase is talking about gulas krovin, where relatives free. Oh, he siga yado, or he gets money himself. Zeg ulas atzmo. That's where he can free himself. V'nigazu gulas acherim. And the third phrase in the pasuk is talking about this phrase. So we have three parts to the pasuk: relatives freeing himself, and others freeing. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili Savar, the Mikra Nidrash Lefanav, you darshin a phrase of a pasuk back onto the preceding phrase of the pasuk. So, when he frees himself, which is the middle part of the pasuk, he definitely goes free. So, Shadi Gulas Krovim Agulas Atzmo, so the first part of the pasuk, where relatives free you, goes with the second part of the pasuk, the middle part where he frees himself. Magulas Atzmo L'Shechor, Avgulas Krovim L'Shechor, we compare part 1 and 2 of the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva Savar, the opposite, Mikra Nidrash La'achrov, you connect latter parts of Psukim with each other. So, Shadi Gulas Acher Magulas Atzmo, you compare part 3 with part 2. Magulas Atzmo L'Shechor, Avgulas Acher L'Shechor. So that's what the drash is about. The Gemara says, "Ihachi be'ela lamali." If they both darshin it like this, so what does the word be'ela come to exclude? So ila be'ela. If I wouldn't have had the word be'ela, I would have said as follows: Mikra nedesh be'ela fada be'ela achrav. I would have said the whole pasuk is one nice group, and you darshin it both ways, la'kol shechur, and it goes for you whoever redeems him. So that's why you need be'ela to exclude something. So Gemara now just says, but 1 second, you never answered the earlier question. The original question on Rabbi Akiva that he switches around the Be'ela and Eila, that was never answered. So you're still really stuck. So Gemara says, you're right. They're arguing about a Svara. Idea number 3. They're arguing about a Svara, about who gets freed. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili Savar, Mistavra Geulas Acherim L'Shibud, Mistama, when other people besides relatives free him, it must be that they get him to have him as a servant. Why? Diyamar L'Shichur Havimim Nivlo Parkilei. Nobody's going to want to free this guy. They're just going to pay him out of the goodness of their heart? Come on. They'll say the relatives should do it. Right? So if they're not going to do it unless they get something out of it, and he becomes their Eved. Rabbi Akiva Savar, no, the opposite. Mistavra Gulas Krovim L'Shibud. Gulas Krovim should be L'Shibud. Why? The Amrit L'Shichur, because if you say that if the relatives free him, then he'll go free, Kol Yoma V'Yoma Azul Mizvan Nafshe, then a person will go and sell themselves, Azul Mizvan Nafshe, and therefore society wouldn't be able to function. So therefore, we say that by Gulas Krovim, it is L'Shibud. Right? They'll say, my relatives will free me. I'm not worried about it. So that's what the relatives, that's why it doesn't work. Let's just try to finish up. Amar b'chei b'rabba, amar b'yochanan, zudi v'rbiyosak li v'rbiyakiva. This is v'rbiyosak li v'rbiyakiva. Avachacham lo amrakol l'shichra. We paskin that no, when you redeem a Jew from a goy, he goes free, period. Man chachamim Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita, l'bafik l'lahai b'eilu l'drash achrin, he uses b'eilu for something else. U'mikra nadrash b'eimil l'fad b'eimil achrav. Right, and he quotes the, that the whole pasuk is learned together. So just like by redeeming oneself he goes free, so too the others go free also. The Rebbe, hi, v'yasa b'shasa yovel ma'avale. What is Rebbe finishing up? What does Rebbe use that pasuk for? V'yasa b'shasa yovel. If he goes free automatically, so what do you mean v'yasa b'shasa yovel? You don't have to wait till yovel. So mivayle, look at the tan. He uses it for the following: v'yasa b'shasa yovel, ba'ovid galchavim sheyesh no tachas yadcha. It means we're talking about a case where the yovel is noheg, meaning the Jews are in control and they're in their land. A case where a goy is the non-Jews are under our yad, meaning, and they would listen to halacha. What could you do if he's not in your control? And that's alluded to in the Yatzav Shasa Yovel, only a time when Yovel is noheg. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue. Okay, and again, we're working on a kavua place and time. Just to ask those around.